This is Radio Nepal MT ka Prasad Khadka with news. The headlines first. Election Commission briefs national observer organizations on election practices, management and code of conduct in Nepal. Home Minister Om Prakash Ural says strong security arrangements are ensured for March 5th House of Representatives elections. ICC Men's T20 World Cup 2026 begins today. Nepal to face England tomorrow. And U.S. President Donald Trump signs executive order threatening tariffs for countries trading with Iran. Now the news in detail. Election Commission has organized an orientation for national election observer organizations. During the program, participants were briefed on the concept and practices of election observation in Nepal, the overall management of House of Representatives elections, as well as provisions of the election code of conduct. The program was attended by chiefs and representatives of 37 national observer organizations. According to the Election Commission, a total of 37 national observer organizations and 3 international observer organizations have received permission to observe the March 5th House of Representatives elections. Meanwhile, Acting Chief Election Commissioner Ram Prasad Pandari stressed that the election observers must have a proper understanding of Nepal's constitution and electoral laws. Similarly, Election Commissioners Dr. Janaki Kumari Tuladhar and Sagun Samsher Jabara said that the electoral system needs to be transparent, fair and credible to strengthen democracy. Home Minister Om Prakash Ural has said that the strong security arrangements have been made for March 5th House of Representatives elections. Talking to media persons after receiving information about the election security and implementation of the code of conduct at the office of the chief returning officer today, the Home Minister said that the government is committed to making strong security arrangements to hold the election in a fearless environment. The meeting of the Nepali Congress Central Working Committee is going to take place virtually on Sunday. Issuing a press statement today, Nepali Congress Central Office Acting Chief Secretary Krishna Prasad Dulal said that the meeting is slated at 8:30 a.m. on Sunday. Acting Chief Secretary Dulal further said that during the meeting, participants are scheduled to deliberate on the Congress House of Representatives Election Mobilization Directive and the Congress Public Program Management Directives. Furthermore, discussion on formation of Central Disciplinary Committee is also expected. Veteran actor Sunil Thapa passed away today at the age of 68. Thapa died of heart attack, according to Mohan Nirawla, president of the Film Artist Association. Actor Thapa had been rushed to Nirbhik Hospital in Thapathali of Kathmandu earlier this morning after he was found unconscious in his sleep this morning. The hospital declared him dead after a preliminary examination. Thapa had been living in an apartment in Sankhamul of Kathmandu. The late actor was acting in both Nepali and Indian films since long time. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Sushila Kharki has expressed profound grief over the untimely demise of Sunil Thapa, a popular actor in the Nepali cinema sector. In a message of condolence today, Prime Minister Kharki said that with the death of actor Thapa, the Nepali and Indian film industry has lost a multifaceted artist. In preparation for the Mahashivaratri festival, cleaning has been carried out in the Pasupati area. The Mahashivaratri festival is being observed on February 15th this year. In the 665th week of the Bagmati cleaning campaign, cleaning was carried out at Pasupati's Suryaghat, Aryaghat and Ram temple areas in preparation for the Mahashivaratri. However, due to the increased garbage observed along the Bagmati river bank from Bhasmeshwar Ghat to the dam, the committee has agreed to clean it using a bulldozer. This news comes to from Radio Nepal. Now time for a short break.
Internet डेटा भोइस एसएमएस
सबै स्पटलमै पाउनुस्।
नेपाल टेलिकमको सहुलियत दरका प्याकेजहरू खरिद गर्न *1415 हैश डायल गर्नुहोस्।
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार।
वेलकम ब्याक। नाउ इज स्पोर्ट्स अपडेट। The ICC Men's T20 World Cup 2026 has begun today with Pakistan facing the Netherlands in the opening match in Colombo. In the first match at Sinhalese Sports Club ground of Colombo in Sri Lanka, Pakistan defeated Netherlands by 3 wickets. In the second match held at Eden's Garden of Kolkata in India, West Indies defeated Scotland by 35 runs. Meanwhile, in the third match, India is batting against the USA at Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai. Meanwhile, Nepal will start their campaign tomorrow against England. Nepal are placed in Group C alongside England, West Indies, Scotland and Italy. Co-hosted by India and Sri Lanka, the global tournament is expected to draw strong interest from cricket fans worldwide. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. U.S. President Donald Trump has signed an executive order threatening to impose additional tariffs on countries that continue to trade with Iran. According to the BBC, the order issued on Friday does not specify the rent that could be imposed, but uses 25% as an example. It says the tariff could apply to goods imported into the U.S. from any nation that directly or indirectly purchases, imports, or otherwise acquires any goods or services from Iran. Trump has not directly commented on the order, but reiterated no nuclear weapons for Iran when speaking from Air Force One on Friday night. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says the U.S. wants the war with Russia to end by June, adding that both sides had been invited to the U.S. for talks next week. The BBC cited Zelensky as saying that America proposed for the first time that the two negotiating teams, Ukraine and Russia, meet in the United States of America, probably in Miami, in a week. However, there was no immediate comment from Washington or Moscow. Meanwhile, Russia has continued its attacks on Ukraine's energy infrastructure, causing further widespread blackouts during freezing conditions. A delegation of U.S. lawmakers is set to visit Nuuk, the capital of Greenland, this weekend, the U.S. consulate in Nuuk said in a press release on Friday, according to Xinhua News Agency. The consulate said the trip is taking place at the invitation of the Greenlandic government, but did not disclose which politicians are included in the delegation. During the visit, the delegation will meet local officials, lawmakers, and business leaders to better understand the Greenlandic perspective and discuss bilateral relations. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast mist at a few places in the Tarai region, the hilly and Himalayan regions of Kusi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces will be partly cloudy, while the rest of the country will remain mainly fair. There is a possibility of light rain and snowfall at one or two places in the high hilly and Himalayan regions of Kusi and Gandaki provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Election Commission briefs national observer organizations on election practices, management and code of conduct in Nepal. Home Minister Om Prakash Ural says strong security arrangements are ensured for March 5th House of Representatives elections. ICC Men's T20 World Cup 2026 begins today, Nepal to face England tomorrow. And U.S. President Donald Trump signs executive order threatening tariffs for countries trading with Iran. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 AM tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.